Good morning, a Tuesday morning. Mike Goodwin, Times Union City editor, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, an interesting conversation your Paul Grondahl had with the mother of Governor Andrew Cuomo, as well as her daughter, Matilda and Maria, respectively, about the scandals the Governor Andrew Cuomo is involved in.
Yeah, that's right. The governor's mother and sister broke their silence Monday after Paul called Matilda Cuomo's home. They voiced strong support for their politically wounded son and sibling as he faces calls for his resignation amid allegations of sexual harassment and a federal investigation into his administration's handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes. I've always had the utmost admiration for Andrew, and I still do. His mother, former First Lady Matilda Cuomo, told Paul Grondahl, "He's my son, and I don't like what he's going through." And Maria Cuomo Cole, the governor's sister, was there when Paul called. She talked to him also. Few of Andrew Cuomo's fellow Democrats have defended him, a point that was noted by his sister. This is a quote. "It's been disappointing to see that he wouldn't receive the support of some elected officials who know his abilities so well, but that's politics to a large extent," she said. The interview occurred as State Assembly Minority Leader Bill Barkley noted many Assembly Democrats are pushing for Cuomo's resignation and suggested the number of Democrats and Republicans supporting an end to the administration justifies the start of impeachment hearings. And it's unfolding after the Times Union reported Sunday that detailed potential structural problems on the $3.9 billion Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, Governor Andrew Cuomo's infrastructure showpiece. Countless bolts used to fasten the connector plates to the bridge's girders failed both during and after construction of the bridge, Brendan Lyons' bombshell report revealed.
You also have a report on the damage from a 2019 ransomware attack that affected the city police department internal affairs computer system. Explain.
District Attorney David Soares revealed the new damage in a letter last month that suggests the data loss covered files from September of 2017 to April of 2019, a far longer period than was initially revealed. The DA's office needs to turn over to defense attorneys any records of police misconduct that could potentially buttress a defendant's case for innocence. The city says its Index of Internal Affairs cases was rebuilt by hand, but that was seemingly contradicted by an attorney representing the city in a lawsuit filed by Elazar Williams, who was shot by a police detective in 2018 and left partially paralyzed. Stephen Reifus, who some might remember as a former top attorney for the city, said use of force incident reports were no longer available because of the ransomware attack. So this story is far from over.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times-Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave.